Senator Jacobs, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Why did Republican leaders turn to you as their endorsed candidate in the special election?
Well, first, I'm very grateful they did. And there was certainly an abundance of talent in everyone and different talent skills that they offered. But I believe that it's my hope that they saw my record of service, both in the public sector and as a small business owner, owning my own company for the last 18 years, and serving at every level of government, from local level to a school board, from a school board member to federal level, working with Jack Kemp in Washington, that I brought a diversity of skills and experience that I've accumulated over the last 30 years in professional life that would make me an asset in the Congress and be an impactful servant to impact beneficially this area and serve this area and advocate for this area down in Washington, D.C.
You've raised more money than any of the other candidates seeking the endorsement. Do you think that was an important factor in your selection?
Well, I think, you know, unfortunately in politics, certainly resources to be able to run a campaign to get your message out is necessary. And I have always recognized that and wanted to make sure I had the resources. And especially this district is so large that you really do need that to convey the message throughout the eight counties, multiple media markets, and so forth. So I wanted to convey to them that I was taking this very seriously and I was prepared to go, which I'm really glad they did make the choice yesterday, because we really need to get this campaign up and running. It's only 3 months before the special election.
Now, one of the other candidates seeking the endorsement, Stefan Mihailu, was quoted in the Buffalo News as attacking what he calls a secretive process, that the fix was in because Erin Baker, the wife of State Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy, is working for you as a fundraiser. What is your response to that?
Oh, it's just unfortunate. I know people are frustrated when they don't get, you know, they're not chosen, and Stefan was not chosen. But he has participated in this process before a year ago and didn't seem to complain about it. So unfortunately, people get bitter when they're not chosen. And I think we'll move forward on it. But there's nothing to that. And I just think that we need to respect that the chairs are put in a position that they needed to make a decision in the special election. It wasn't their choice to do this. It was due to the fact that Chris Collins left and there was a vacancy. So we all did the best we could, but I think that they did their due diligence. And certainly, I think for me, I announced in this race for this race 8.5 months ago. I announced far earlier than anyone else because I wanted to make sure I got around this district, met people, went to events, met party leaders. And I think that hard work paid off in their decision yesterday.
Since announcing your interest in the seat, you've been very vocal in your support of President Trump. Yet in your elections for state senator and Erie County clerk, you received votes from Democrats who seem to be overwhelmingly opposed to Trump. Have you made a decided effort to turn to the right to appeal to voters in a district that is very much pro-Trump?
I am supportive of this president. I think that if you look at the policies that he has done, the reforms that he has done, I think I am 100% supportive of what the agenda he has had. I mean, the historic tax reform that has spurred the largest, the most significant economic boom in 50 years, the historic trade deal standing up on the international stage to say no more taking advantage of the United States, this new deal with China, and in particular the new pact with Canada and Mexico, will be hugely beneficial to our area, in particular in the 27th District. Dairy farmers are going to benefit immensely. So these are real things that are changing the landscape here, and I want to be an ally and a fighter alongside, hopefully, a Trump second term so he can continue on this path.
You have the special election, possibly a June primary, followed by the general election in November. That's three elections in 6 months. How daunting is that?
It is daunting, and I think that is one other reason that the chairman chose me, because I have a track record of running in and winning difficult races. I ran for county clerk in a 2-1 Democrat to Republican Erie County. I was the first Republican county clerk in 40 years. And then I ran in my Senate district, which is 3-1 Democrat to Republican, the most Democratic district held by a Republican in the state of New York, in the state Senate, rather. So I've demonstrated the ability to overcome odds. And I think that experience played well, played as a significant determinant in their decision to choose me. So I'll be ready, and I'm eager about it, and I like campaigning. I like meeting people. I like learning and becoming a better candidate. I believe becoming a better candidate makes you a better representative if, in fact, you're elected.
Senator, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.